This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. Although, on one of the videos, I mean, I talk all the time about cleaning my weapons with Frog Lube, and in one of the video comments on YouTube, somebody was telling me that they cleaned their weapon with it, and then it started getting hot where they were, and it was literally pouring out of the gun. I don't know how you would do that. I mean, is there, I mean, I've watched Larry Lasky do his instructions on how to apply this many times. None of it is just pouring the stuff in and putting the weapon back together. That's the only way I can think of that it would pour out. Most of the time, even when I cake it on the bolt carrier group, it's all tacky and everything, and it smooths out and gets wet while I'm pulling the trigger, and then it gets tacky and it goes like inert after the gun cools back off. So I just was wondering what that was about. I mean, I guess that would happen if you were on the sun, but if you're not doing any of that stuff, I heartily recommend it. Froglube.com, pouring out. Wow. Okay. I just had to address that. I saw that. I was like, what? Really? Lynch, our former attorney general, she decided to do a little ranting. And the Senate Democrats decided to post it to their Facebook page as words of inspiration. And on this rant, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch seemed to suggest that the way to combat the policies of President Trump was to mimic the success of civil rights protests, no matter the cost. Without offering a shred of proof or any specifics, Lynch said that Americans' rights were being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. She also appeared to suggest that the way to remedy the situation was to march, bleed, and die for the cause. According to WorldNet Daily, without offering that, you know, she still came out with the strongest words that she came out with in a statement that seems to suggest the answer to street action that will inevitably turn bloody and deadly. She says, "I know that this is a time of great fear and uncertainty for so many people. I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. And I know that is difficult, but I remind you that this has never been easy. We have always had to work to move this country forward and to achieve the great ideals of our founding fathers." For some reason, Loretta Lynch is scheduled to receive the Thomas Jefferson Foundation Medal of Law from the University of Virginia, and she goes on to say it has been people, individuals who have banded together, ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done, came together in support of those ideals, who've made the difference. They've marched, they've bled, and yes, some of them have died. This is hard. Every good thing is, we have done this before. We can do this again. Now, I gotta ask, is the former Attorney General of the United States actually advocating for violence to combat Trump? Is she putting out a call for combat? Now, it's clear that her hysterical analysis of what Trump is actually doing logically led to the analogy with civil rights marchers who were beaten and even killed in the streets during the 1960s. It is not only a false analogy, but a loony kind of equivalence with the real hardship and suffering by civil rights activists. If Senate Democrats think it is inspirational for Lynch to talk about blood and death in the streets, I have to wonder just exactly how far they're willing to go to oppose this president. Now I give you this. This was originally written by Lenin. Okay? Comrades, the Kulak uprising in your five districts must be crushed without pity. The interests of the whole revolution demand such actions. You must make an example of these people. Number one, hang, and I mean hang publicly so that people see it. At least 100 Kulaks, rich, I can't say it, and rich people, and known bloodsuckers. Number two, publish their names. Number three, seize all their grain. Number four, single out the hostages per my instructions in yesterday's telegram. Do all this so that for miles around people see it all, understand it, tremble and tell themselves that we are killing the bloodthirsty Kulaks and that we will continue to do so. Reply saying that you have received and carry out these instructions. Yours, Lenin. Thus did Lenin command leftist mobs in 1918 to be whipped up by his Bolshevik organizers. Mob agitation and propaganda became a major attack strategy of the radical left in Russia, picking innocent targets to hang and destroy by propaganda. This is also what George Soros witnessed in Budapest, when Nazi-incited mobs killed Jews and put them in cattle cars for the death camps. Soros sold the furniture of deported Jews to begin building his fortune. He has said, "It was the happiest time of my life." In Leninist jargon, Obama is an agitator, not an organizer. The words community organizer are just an inversion of communist agitator. And this is the model for all the mob activities so persistently found to be the tool of the left. What we're witnessing today is a leftist lynch mob seeking innocent victims. The other day, Rick Santorum was targeted by a Twitter mob. Today it might be you. And they will use anything. Pravda, you know, Pravda on the Hudson, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and professors who live off taxpayers who agitate the innocent and the ignorant. You can watch it happen. When you see it, keep track of who, when, why, how. And if you don't see the string pullers behind the scenes now, you will soon, because the playbook is always the same. The aim of agitation propaganda is to overthrow legitimate governments. It's a major part of Obama's hero, Saul Alinsky's, Rules for Radicals, which should be called Rules for Mob Agitators. The moment has been prepared by Obama and Hillary, who are both acolytes of the lynch mob agitator Alinsky. And Alinsky turned agitprop from the Russian program or pogroms around, I didn't pronounce that right. Please forgive me. Which persecuted his Jewish parents, who then fled to Chicago. And the city then became the center of Leninist agitation. In Alinsky's rules, the agitators must pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. In Russia, it was the Jews. In Obama's Jakarta, it was the Indonesian Civil War, where the Indonesian Civil War broke out in 1965. It was mostly the overseas Chinese who were scapegoated. That dynamic began in France when rabid mobs attacked shopkeepers over government-triggered price hikes at the dawn of the French Revolution. For Lenin, it was the Kulaks, the pathetic rich peasants in what was becoming Soviet Russia. In a lesser but no less valid manifestation for the New York Times, it was Justice Clarence Thomas when he was nominated to the Supreme Court, and any number of conservatives and Republicans who learned to kowtow to mouth the party line from the New York Times and WAPO so that even today House Republicans are afraid to speak up against lynch mob agitation by the left. We'll have more on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is solvent. It is a lubricant. It is a treatment for your weapon. It will make your weapon more durable and more combat effective. Froglube.com. We were talking about the leftist lynch mobs that are in existence before we went into the break. And I want to continue with that simply because we need to recognize what we are facing. Since they have made it clearly evident that there is no middle ground to be reached with us. Okay? The olive branch has been extended many times. They're not interested. Okay, fine. Today's these lynch mobs are organized by Obama and Michelle, who've been joined by Valerie Jarrett, who bizarrely is living in their home with them. It's like Karl Rove moving in with George Bush or, you know, I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of an advisor taking up residence with an ex-president. But, you know, hey, something new every day. Today's lynch mobs have been picked and trained by the George Soros front groups. They're mostly ignorant adolescents led by today's agitators. And this is all standard operating procedure on the totalitarian left. The Democrats have a very long, long history of mob agitation. In the Civil War, they defended black slavery, as conservatives know very well, and not a single leftist will confess today. The KKK was a Democratic Party front group to keep blacks cowering in fear after Republican President Abe Lincoln signed the Emancipation Declaration in 1863 and the Reconstruction began at the Civil War's end. Segregationist Democrats called themselves Dixiecrats, another word for KKK enablers. They accomplished by lynching and terrorism what federal and state laws could not, keeping the newly emancipated black Americans cowering in fear. Fear is what these agitators aim to create. To quote Lenin's master Karl Marx in his article, The Victory of the Counter-Revolution in Vienna, in 1848, this was written, there is only one means to shorten, simplify, and concentrate the murderous death throes of the old society and the bloody birth pangs of the new. Only one means. Revolutionary terrorism. Now, Marx was not a great philosopher, as the Bolshoi BBC might want you to believe. As an economist, he never produced a simple, original thought. Not one, not ever. He was a scapegoating rabble-rouser and an agitprop artist and one of the most destructive human beings in history. In the 150 years after Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto of 1848, an estimated 100 million people were murdered by the international left. Not by accident, not as an unintended side effect for trying to make the world better, but as a matter of deliberate policy. Lynch mobs are a traditional feature of Muslim jihad as well. The Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Obama's mentor, specializes in whipping up racist rage and anger against white people, with the exception of leftists who support his cause. Father Michael Flager, another vicious mob agitator in Chicago, sounds like Hitler on one of his radio rants. In the Muslim world, spiritual leaders, the imams and mullahs, practice television and radio propaganda, often paid for by Saudi oil billionaires, to whip up mobs. The West refuses to admit that ISIS murder and rape battalions follow jihadist commands to the letter. All of their bloodthirsty cruelty against children and women and homosexuals and Coptic Christians in Egypt, Jews and women who don't cover their faces and bodies, and all that cruelty is carried out by male mobs whipped up by their spiritual leaders, especially on Fridays. You want to see a definition of evil in this world, this is it. If you don't recognize it already as a kind of routine massacre of the innocents, you're not paying attention. You need to do a little more homework. You will never understand the rage of today's left or its real effort to overthrow the American constitutional government if you do not understand lynch mobs, the KKK, the Leninists, the Soros-sponsored and the Obama-controlled. Do your homework. You may save your country doing it. If you ignore it, you better find a better place to live. Strong language, huh, calling all of this lynch mobs. That's not racist, by the way. lynching is a physical act. It is not something that is, has to be targeted at any one race. It's a means of terrorism. It's a means to get you to kowtow. For those that have no fight in them, it's a very effective tactic. The only problem is that sooner or later, these kinds of cowards are going to run into somebody who is a little more adept at bringing the violence. And then when they do, well, that's bad. But that's this is why I was asked about carrying a gun the other day. And I told somebody that I carry a gun literally everywhere I go. I mean, literally everywhere I go. Everywhere. In the house, I'm carrying all the time. I do not park the gun somewhere next to my keys and my wallet and everything else. I am carrying a gun literally from room to room everywhere I go. It may not be on me, but it's near me and it's close enough to me because somebody does kick in the door. I'm not going to have time to go, hang on a minute there, dude. I have to go get my gun. Can you hang on? Just 1 minute. I'm not going to have time to do that. The left is, they're wanting to bring it. They're wanting to practice their terrorism has worked for a long time. It was for the last 8 years, we've had this veneer of civility. But that's certainly fallen away. I'm waiting to see what happens. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get sort of irate with some of this Soros-sponsored stuff. And Soros is just a figurehead. But somebody's going to, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody didn't decide to take him out. But it wouldn't do anything. You know, understand that. By the time somebody gets that big, I mean, Soros is not, it doesn't stop with him. I mean, Soros is a machine now. He's a conglomerate. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody didn't get up. Well, you know, we need to take care of this. But we will see. In the meantime, I'm just waiting for them to round the corner and see the pipe hitters. And when that happens, I will be a giggling. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And also welcoming new sponsor. Where did they go? There they are. OperationParts.com.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Yours operational.
That's where you go when your AR-15 needs to go to the next level. In the chat room, I've got in paper today, Austin, Texas, PolitiFacts found it false that there were paid agitators. Then he writes, then I wonder about Craigslist offers for employment doing exactly that. Mainstream media for at work for you and me. It wouldn't be so bad, except that I've seen a breakdown of the agitators that were at, you know, in Berkeley, when they ran Milo out of town. And Soros was on that list of people that were paying. He was the biggest paymaster there. Also, for those of you that are outdoor people, one of the donating sources out there was the clothing company Patagonia. You may be wearing one of their fleeces or one of their pullovers. Very nice stuff. They give money to a bunch of, less than worthy people. So, there's all kinds of evidence linking Soros to these people. And if PolitiFacts puts it out there, I'm just going to believe the opposite anyway, just because I'm and that way, because let's face it, they don't have the best reputation either. That's why I'm not, that's, you know, when people say, in today's polls, nobody likes President Trump. Big deal. Are these the same polls that said Hillary was going to win? Why should I believe the polls? Why should I believe anything that I hear coming from the media? They got it. They were so wrong, and now they want, we're watchdogs for the Republic. We are the meat. Shut up. Shut up. And don't tell me I'm the media. I am the anti-media. But now back to my favorite thing. I love the fact that the tree-hugging, skinny jeans. Listen, just to see what it's like, okay? Just to see what it's like. I decided to try on a pair of skinny jeans this weekend. The screams were incredible. I was at the Gap outlet. They were my size. You know, they said they were my size, but they were skinny cut. Now, for a man my size who wears why would you cut something in a skinny cut? But I decided to detach from the logic and just say, I'm going to try on a pair. I will be starting therapy soon. I completely understand why these guys are so mad, so angry all the time. Because if they're wearing those pants, I get it. But I find it genuinely, I saw somebody the other day that said, I'm a leftist and I've gone out and bought a gun, so you guys better watch out. And I was like, really? Okay. Got that gun, do you? That's, going out and buying a gun is a very important first step to defending yourself. However, if every year you buy a new gun because you can't shoot, if that worked, then all of us that have tried to play golf would be on the PGA Tour. So the political left, they're out there talking a bunch of smack, and it's a very dangerous place if you exercise free expression of ideas. Their activists will immediately assume that you're a bigot. They see bigotry in anyone who disagrees with them, and that automatic opinion has poisoned every attempt at a national dialogue. Leftists declined. They've declined into a closed system of thought and behavior, a plantation of unfinished minds in service to an ideology of force, which is hilarious. And as the experience of freedom makes us unfit for slavery, so the experience of knowledge makes us unfit for handbooks of leftist instruction. Somebody actually asked me the other day why liberal talk radio does not work. Well, look at what they're selling. It's the same thing as trying to teach me to be a leftist. The idea of loving freedom is lost upon the social theorists, and it is quite possible there is no solution to the leftist problem in America. For the freedom that the leftists desire for their own political activity includes a license to deny that same freedom to everybody else. Activists within the Democratic Party no longer find any political value in the principle of freedom. What is it about federalism and self-governance that threatens the left? Freedom is so fundamental to the character and growth of nations that one wonders why the left is so intent on limiting it only to the few who govern. So let them step forward and tell us, without riot, without throwing stones at the questioner, why they have diminished their core principle of liberty to an archaism, it's a relic, a curiosity of times past. And it's shelved in academic reformatories and studied and scorned under the moonlight. Let them tell us why they've chosen to occupy the lesser world of the bureaucratic state that would enforce an equality of condition upon all persons beneath the state, and then let them tell us why history should not regard them as the victims of their own delusions. Progressivism attacks the intellectually malnourished, and the appearance of that movement deceives us. But there is a greater progress in standing upon a principle of justice than in running forward to an embrace an evil. Deceptive, predatory, and extortionate, their message of inclusion of social and social justice is given over the pursuit of power and entitlement and satisfaction of political greed. This is a scripture that is not of the world but of social theory, and it demands a sacrifice of both intellectual honesty and the individual conscience. Their system, their culture is built an educational system politicizing every study of nature and human value, a system of intellectual slavery that is good only for the masters. And it binds generations of students to an ideological post. And their reason, their ability to reason effectively extends no further than the length of their chains, for their instruction is the only truth that they are going to be allowed to know. So, there you have it. This is why they go to the violence, because trying to impose that upon us when we resist it, well, we need to just take it. Take it and live with it. Yours is not to question. Yours is to simply submit. And we will hear no other argument on it. That's their plan. That's their outlook. That's their goal. That's what they've got in store for me and you. All you have to do is look at Bill Ayers. If you want to see what they plan, go look at Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground, and there is the left. There's the left for you. They had plans to get rid of us because we wouldn't be able to conform. There you go. One more time. We'll be right back.
There's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And this is the last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And it works well. If you've had... I'm not going to say that. Check them out at froglube.com. I carry a handgun everywhere I go. Except when I'm going a long way away. If I'm going further than an hour away from the house, then it is time for the ISIS welcome wagon kit. And then at that time, then I'm also carrying a rifle or a carbine, if you will. Because in the event that something really bad were to happen when I'm out there and I have a long way to go, I'm going to need if you're going to be in a fight that takes reloading, you need to probably be fighting to get to a long gun, because that changes the whole dynamic in a gunfight. Now, the rifle or carbine is no different than any other firearm that you may use for personal defense. What you carry doesn't matter nearly as much as what you can do with it. A lot of people pick what is popular, which the AR-15 is very popular, but the AR-15 works. It is a design that is a proven design. And, there's so many of them out there, and so many people have trained with them in the past. So, it's not quite ubiquitous yet, but I mean, that overall design is out there. But I mean, it could be anything like a Ruger Mini 14. Which is the same caliber, but a sort of a different configuration. Too often, people select a rifle that appeals to them for various reasons, and then they buy lots of ammo and figure that they're good to go. I like 5.56. I think it is a good round. It's a good round for me to run around with because it's lightweight, and I can carry enough of it to make a difference, and... it's something that I shoot fairly well, and now that I've had JT's match a good optic to the gun, I now have a very good rifle to walk and run around with. But here's a few things to consider when you're outfitting that carbine, if you will. A sling. That is a very important accessory for any kind of rifle. Learning to properly shoot with a sling can make you a more accurate shooter. In the 1980s, the slings that we had on the rifles then were purely there to be slung over our shoulder. They were not designed to be shot with. If anything, they just simply hung under the rifle while we would shoot. It was not something that was meant to be a retention. As a matter of fact, some of those actually, we would actually repurpose a sling and take it off and put it around the barrel without us, or sometimes maybe the front sight post, and around the buttstock, and we would sling it that way so that we could actually have the weapon in front of us. But that was not the way the sling was designed to go. Sling will allow you to carry that rifle and have it handy while you're performing other tasks. I'm trying to make a go of this, of the 2-point sling. I tried it the other day when we were zeroing the rifle, and I need a little more work with it. And I pulled it off the rifle is what I did. And I pulled it off in sort of a huff and said, I don't like this no more. I don't even want it. And you know, I need to put it back on, and I need to go back out to that range, and I need to shoot some more with that sling on. And I need to get used to using that sling, because a 2-point sling will help you, because you, like the 2-point sling that I'm running, which is a Vickers, I can cinch that up and make it pretty tight, and then that way if I have to do some other stuff with two hands, I can, and I've still got the rifle on me. Being able to carry a slung rifle and work and be comfortable with the gun relatively out of your way is not a bad thing at all. It would be a good idea to try to figure out how to attach at least one reload to your rifle. And to that end, they have these brackets that you can mount on the magazines themselves. Back during the Vietnam era, they tried taping the magazines upside down on each other. And when we would be running around training, when we would actually do that, those magazines would fall out of the weapon because of the weight. I've never run one of these sideways things, but I'm going to get one. Just because. That way, if you have to grab it and go, you have at least one reload to help you stay in that fight. When suitable rifle rounds are properly applied to an attacker or attackers, it doesn't take many shots to stop the trouble. But having at least one reload is always a very comforting thing. This is why we carry spare ammo. As soon as a rifle is properly sighted in, it is important to stop doing most of the shooting practice from a range bench. Unless you plan to take that shooting bench everywhere with you. And I realized when we were zeroing the optic that I had not shot in the prone in a very long time, which used to be the way I had to do it when I was in the military. I primarily like to shoot standing most of the time because hopefully I'm going to find some cover or something if I'm ever in that position. But, I mean, it's painfully obvious where my shortcomings are. You should work at delivering accurate shots from standing and kneeling and sitting and prone. It will become very obvious that you're going to get more accuracy out of some of these postures. And most of the time, it actually works out to the closer you get to the ground, the more accurate you're going to get. However, the kneeling and sitting in prone positions limit your mobility. And for that reason, it's a good idea to practice starting with a slung rifle and in the standing position. Practice getting quickly into one of the other positions and getting a quick, accurate shot off. You work out the important movements ahead of time, and you can practice transitioning from one position to another. If your shooting range won't allow that sort of practice, and many of them don't, this is where you get into the dry fire practice at home. I'm not going to take the time to say make sure your weapon is unloaded before you do all of that. Various shooting positions also allow the defensive shooter to take advantage of cover, and you should always keep in mind that cover is your friend. The type of cover may dictate whether you use the kneeling or sitting or prone. Same use of cover issue is a good indicator that a person needs to practice firing from either shoulder. That simply minimizes the amount of your body that is exposed to enemy fire. Shooting from your support shoulder may not ever be as fast for you, but it pays dividends in allowing you to maximize the use of that important cover. So here you actually have two tasks at hand. Getting the right rifle is very important. But equally as important as getting the right rifle is getting the right habits, getting the right training, doing the right training. It's very evident to me. I mean, I was watching JT shoot, and I mean, from the prone position, I have no desire to see JT laying out in front of me 200 or 300 yards down the road, because that means I'm probably going to die, because he has mastered that. But equally striking to me is that I have not, and there is where I will be working on these things. So, you know, that's coming up soon. That is coming up soon. One more time, I want to remind you about the Hive Technologies giveaway that is coming up very shortly for the both for the M&P Shield and for the Glock 26. I'm going to have magazine plates and trigger replacements that I'm going to be giving away. I don't know what I'm going to call this. I haven't got the stuff yet. As soon as I've got it, we will figure out how to put this together, figure out how it's going to be allowed, how you qualify for it. And then we're going to give some stuff away, and then I expect reports. I would be very happy with that. Tomorrow night we might have Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. I'll have to see if he's free. Some things came up. He couldn't do it. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be. Always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.